My reaction was just sadness. Sadness for all of us, sadness mainly for his mom. His mom's a special lady. She was very proud of him. She was at all the events. She was always in his corner. And I sort of thought about what her reaction to what this was going to be. So I felt real sad for her. I feel sad for the Buff family. Rashawn was a dynamic personality. He was a winner. He was a winner in everything he did. That's why he was so successful. He cared about his friends a lot. He was a loyal friend. He'd do anything for you, do anything for the guys on his team. He was always leading the fight song in the locker room. He was always passionate at practice. He cared. He was tough. He was a competitor. And he was as good a guy off the field as he was on the field. He was a dominant player. He was one of the best players I've ever played against, high school, pro, or college. Fast, big, strong, tough, mean. He gave everything he had in practice, gave everything he had in the field. Injuries, you know, cut short his career in the NFL, had a bad ankle issue. I think he would have been as dominant in the NFL as he was in college. He was always a fun guy to watch. He rallied the troops. He led the team. He was an integral part of that 94 team that went 11-1, the way he ran the ball. And again, it was his leadership in the locker room. It was the way that he carried himself. Everyone wanted to be like him. It was funny. He and I, we had a lot of battles, a lot of wars on the field, 9-on-7. We used to go at it. I think we kind of kept tally throughout spring ball and in the fall of who won. And I'm pretty sure I probably lost more than I won. But singing the fight song in the back of the bus, singing the fight song on the plane, he always made up some stupid song on the plane on the way home about whoever it was we just beat. And but he was a charismatic guy, big smile, big personality, fun to be around, great leader, and he'll be missed. He'll be missed by all of us.